Do you ever go to GameStop and, you know, you have a friend that works there? In my case, I have a, you know, a very good friend. He works there. I hang out. It's right on the way home from work, so I hang out and I, you know, I talk to him for a couple minutes, see how his day's going, and, you know, that's my day. And then I go home and I eat dinner and I play a video game, maybe two video games. But, so you go there and you get in a conversation, maybe about a certain game, maybe about something random, and, you know, I know I interject into random conversations, giving my informative or short-sighted advice, and, you know, that's all good, but I do that, I interject, and I try not to get looped into the conversation, because you don't want to be the crazy guy, or girl, fangirl, I don't know, crazy guy or crazy girl. Either way, it's this horrible, horrible thing. You're talking about a game to somebody. It could be your buddy that's working at GameStop. It could be a friend of yours you're with. And then you have the crazy guy who comes over and he's like, oh yeah, I played that game. Or no, I haven't. I've been curious about it. And it's a harmless conversation at first. You sit there and you're like, oh no, the Resident Evil 5 was, you know, pretty solid. I enjoyed it. After Chapter 3, it takes off. Play with a friend. It's fantastic. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know, I've been mostly playing, you know, an obscure game. He doesn't say obscure game, but insert obscure older title here. In this case, Rainbow Six Vegas or Rainbow Six Vegas 2. A game that is, it's still, you know, people still play it online. No hate on Rainbow Six Vegas 2. But it boils down to when he starts telling you about his clan. How many, you know, we're 8th in the world in Rainbow Six Vegas, or I'm 8th in the world in Rainbow Six Vegas 2. And he starts telling you aspects of the game that you have no idea about, and you don't really care. It just drags you down. You're just bored out of your mind in the middle of this conversation. And, you know, typically in social circles or just having a conversation with a person, once you try to change a topic or you start showing signs of disinterest, doesn't that like a big ass exclamation point to this person's just, maybe I should stop talking about this, maybe it's not that interesting? But no, they continue, they drone on. Now my friends online, that we're good. We're gonna go in tonight. We're gonna go to some random map, and I'm gonna sit there. I'm gonna sit on the balcony. I'm gonna be a sniper rifle. My other friend, I'm gonna watch him through my sniper rifle. And if he runs out of ammo, I'll take care of the guy who's running up there with the shotgun, and just bam, and then he just drops him head first. And meanwhile, this conversation went from, oh yeah, you've never played BioShock, one of the most critically acclaimed games of, you know, the past couple of years on 360 and PS3 and PC, you should give it a whirl. It's a good single player. Nah, I like multiplayer, because you can, maybe it is that this gentleman does not get out of the house that much. And then he starts going really crazy. He's just like, oh man, I sometimes go back to Vegas, and then I go back to Vegas 2 and I get better. And the street signs, they bleed whenever I go out and the lights turn on. And you start realizing more and more this guy's crazy. So I propose that we try to out-crazy the crazy fan guys. I've never dealt with a crazy fangirl yet. Maybe once or twice. But the fan guy, just gotta out-crazy him. When he starts hitting that, you know, that stride where he's talking about this game, you just gotta interject and just turn and be like, I'm gonna fucking just set your console on fire. I know where you live. I haunt you in your dreams. And then he's like, that's the worst meatwad impression I ever heard. And I'm like, listen, I'm just gonna jump behind your eyeballs and I'm gonna eat your brain. And then he gets that crazy tinge in his eye and he stabs you in the shoulder with the knife. Ah, so you can't out-crazy the crazy game. The best advice for this situation, set yourself on fire.